Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine. These are questions as of March 21st, and I am recording on March 24th for publication on March 24th. And as always, thank you for your questions. Cash and precious metals. First question is, we sold our home. We're now renting with a home 2.5 hours away from the city. Three quick questions. We will have money from the sale of the house. I'm not sure what to do. Doing some silver and gold. You've mentioned tradable items. So anything you can stockpile, provisions that are non-perishable, is always a good investment if you have space. You may not have space, but it may be worth getting some kind of a storage arrangement to do so. Local credit union. How do I pick out and how will a credit union be affected by the global ID? All of the depository institutions are in the system. So whether it's a big bank or a little bank or a big credit union or a little credit union, they're all going to be in the system. And so you want to keep that in mind when you put money in them. They'll be subject to whatever the government regulations are. And so for me, it's not either or. I still want a high integrity institution because they're going to be less likely to do silly things. And I'll be able to talk to a decision maker. But the reality is they're all going to be in the system. The questions you want to ask them, if you look at our piece on how to find a good local bank, you just want to identify, one, that they're financially sound, and two, that they have good governance and management. And you can do that by looking at the financial statements or having someone you know who's trustworthy with financial statements, like your CPA or if you have a tax attorney. So you want to make sure they're financially secure and you want to make sure they have good governance and management, which you can look at the quality of the board and the management. You can tell a lot by going in and meeting with them. You'll get a feeling for it. Energy, you're talking about should you use solar. If you use solar, make sure it's not hooked up to the grid. You want to make sure it's entirely separate. You also, a lot of times solar has a dirty electricity problem. We have an old Soleri report on dirty electricity with Samuel Milham. We just had it in Blast from the Past, and I would make sure you understand the dirty electricity issues and how to deal with them. And you definitely are off the grid. Do not connect up with the grid because that destroys the whole point of being energy self-sufficient. We just did a post on that. If you put solar into the search engine, you'll pull it up. Hey, Catherine, first, thank you. As far as paying off debt, so you want to know, should you pay off your debt if it extinguishes your savings? You're steadily retiring your student loan debt. I would keep just steadily retiring, but be prepared if there's any reason to concern that we're going to get in a corner or your savings is threatened, you want to pay it off. So be prepared to know how to pay it off quickly, but I would keep doing it the slow, steady way you're doing it until I had reason to switch. So I agree with you. You don't want to get in a corner with no cash and no savings. Okay, question about Jordan Peterson. If I recall, you mentioned your expectations of substantial die-off as part of the leadership's effort to balance the budget via the great poisoning. It wasn't necessarily substantial die-off. It was lowering the life expectancy is the way they manage it. Correct me if I'm wrong, but sounds like you're just talking about the United States. No, I'm talking about both Europe and the United States. It's clear there's a real effort to cause the sort of the more educated populations to decline. And I think it's clearly very intentional. Put a link to a video by Jordan Peterson where he doesn't see us ever reaching 9 billion people. I agree with him. I think Peterson's right about this. Then you talk about Peterson being an amazing resource, but not see the big picture. And, you know, so he didn't understand about the vaccines and that's a big mistake. He won't go to 9/11 truth. I agree with you. He's one of those people who's very valuable on many subjects, but also completely a blank on other subjects, which makes you wonder. Is there a certain brand you like for Faraday products? Yes, Faraday Defense Corps in Michigan. I put a link in the show notes. Do you have an opinion of Samsung? I don't have an opinion of Samsung. I think, you know, you have the traditional problems with Samsung that you have with all the rest, but you say it's not 5G capable and allows me to turn off Google apps. Sounds better than most to me. But if you haven't accessed our piece on loosen technology grip in your mind and take action 2021, the first quarter 2021 wrap-up, I would really recommend you go through that. Somebody sent links for Sergey Glazvez, I think is how you pronounce his name, who is the head of the Euro-Asian Economic Integration Commission. And he is clearly an exceptionally capable economist. And, of course, has been advising the Russians and the Asians for off and on for years. You made a couple of notes about what they're up to. You point out China can absolutely afford to lose every dollar of its trade surplus with the U.S. and any other Western trade partner as her overall trade surplus more than covers. She can afford to lose $1 trillion in U.S. Treasuries. She can nationalize assets in Hong Kong that would dwarf anything the West would nationalize. That's an interesting perspective. Who can nationalize how much? Catherine, I was introduced to you by Greg Hunter's USA Watchdog. Let's see. I hold a small amount of precious metals in a vault as an IRA and an even smaller amount locally for survival barter. I see my IRA PMs as primarily an inflation hedge, but in the back of my mind, I wonder if they become less and less so. If a breakaway civilization can transmute other metals or is bringing in ores from off-planet, how likely do you think this is? I have absolutely no idea. I've never seen any indication that it was possible. I've had numerous people try and persuade me that this could be done, but it doesn't begin to explain what's sort of going on in the planet, in the market for precious metals. So whatever is going on galactically, the precious metals on the planet continue to have great value. You wanted to know what I thought of Ben Davidson from Suspicious Observer's theory of the next end of the world. I have his book, The Next End of the World, but I haven't read it. I've read A Thousand Splendid Suns, and we have a review of it in the Solari Report. I put a link in the show notes. Many of our subscribers take Davidson really seriously. It's all the geopolitical risks are really out of my sort of intellectual background and experience. So I have no idea. As I said, many of our subscribers think he's very good and perfectly legitimate. So I do think that whatever Mr. Global is grappling with, geophysical risks is sort of number one issue on my list to explain what's going on. And I don't think it's climate change. I think it's something else. Please refer to the article, 68% of savers don't trust banks to protect their money. Shift towards alternative currencies. Okay, so you recommend Glint as a fintech company. I took a look at them. They have involvement from investors who traditionally I've avoided. You know, I feel much safer with my local bank than a new fintech company. It's just, and also it's all digital and online, so you know, what can I tell you? If you look at the standard information I need to do a serious due diligence, that information wasn't available on their website. So for buying gold and silver and keeping it in a vault, I put three links. So Delaware Depository has FidelaTrade, which is a much older, more experienced business. And then CNT is a depository you can buy from a dealer and ship there. So rather than use something relatively new that smartphone application savvy, I would much prefer something a little more tried and true. Hi, Catherine. I'm a new subscriber and love your videos and all the content. And you describe you sold your house in Canada and you're thinking of maybe buying property in the Maritime. I don't know enough about houses in the Maritime to know. I just think you need to be in a jurisdiction where you're safe. So the question is, would you be safe in the Maritimes? Just read a long article about a Canadian trying to get out of Canada non-vaxxed. It was pretty scary. Anyway, so I would want to buy in a jurisdiction where you want to live and where you're going to be safe. I think if you're going to stay in Canada, then the question is, what's the jurisdiction that's going to hold out the longest or the most against vaccine mandates and ID passports. Then you say, do you think the future for people in Thailand might be better than the future for people in the West? I don't know. The Thai population is a very high percentage Buddhist, and they are a very sweet and gentle people. In this environment, it's nice to be among them. I was out there in 2019, but I just can't say which location is going to be better. Thailand is the only country that's compensating people for vaccine damage. And it speaks very highly of them. It'd speak more highly if they didn't try and promote injections that were killing their people. Okay, so, you know, your situation is like all of our situation. We have to make a guess as what's going to be best, and there's no way to know. And anybody who tells you they know, I don't believe it. Dear Catherine, so here's somebody who is interested in the community wizard accounting, and they sent a long discussion of accounting issues and then tried to make a ledger account chart. It looks like you're making something that will grapple with both time and intellectual capital, sort of our data dollars and our time, as well as our accounts. So I put that up if anybody wanted to take a look. And thank you for thinking about this, because it's, I wish there was much greater accounting literacy in the population. I think it helped tremendously. Now, here's someone from the UK, the Isle of Wight in England, who has a luxury hotel with 14 bedrooms and is recommending we consider it for a conference. And I have to say, it looks fabulous. So the link is in the notes, Haven Hall Hotel. Their website is havenhallhotel.com, and it just looks fabulous. So I'm interested. I'm game. So take a look, and if other people are interested in gathering in the UK, I guess we could have, well, we have 14 bedrooms. So we could do 14 people unless somebody was willing to double up. Maybe we'd get up to 20. Hi, Catherine. We hope this email finds you doing well these days. We have a question about paper filing of taxes. So we're going to file by paper, but I do appreciate that will slow down any refund, and you could run into issues related to them, you know, saying they didn't get it. It's very important to send it return receipt requested or with tracking. And we just got somebody posting saying, you couldn't do that with the post office. You're going to have to do it with FedEx or DHL or one of the courier services. So it's much more of a hassle to file, and then getting a refund, you're going to wait longer. Now, I always roll over our refunds. The refund issue is not a problem for me. And to me, it's worth going to all the brain damage to, you know, keep the system non-digital. I just don't want to be a digital adapter right now. So then somebody has a question about Vontobel Bank in Switzerland. I have not worked with Vontobel since I was doing personal investment advisor. When I was doing personal investment advisory, I had a good experience with Vontobel, and the money managers that I worked with in Switzerland were, they had a good reputation among them. If they're private, so by looking at their website, I can't get enough disclosure to make any kind of real serious, you know, assessment of them. But from everything I know, they had a good reputation in Zurich. Hello, Catherine. My husband and I continue to enjoy Solari. Then you have a complicated question about life insurance. Now, here's what I found in situations like this. There's no way I could have an opinion without reading all the different contracts. It's all in the details. What I would do is I would get an independent insurance expert to go through this, to go through the contract with you and what the offer is in detail, including on a pre-tax and after-tax basis, and then make sure they educate you about the pros and cons. And I'd be willing to pay them to do it. I think it's worth getting somebody really expert to do this. So it could be a financial advisor who's also a insurance expert. Tim Cabin, who has been on the Equity Overview a couple times, who's in Pennsylvania, may be such a person, or he might know such a person. You might check that out. But I would definitely be very, very thorough and careful on this and get real expertise helping you. How would CBDC be implemented? We have no idea. If you look at the ways it could be implemented, there are many different ways. So it could be implemented directly from the Fed. Every indication is that they are planning on working through the banks. So the banks will kind of have a tech support or customer service role. And then you ask, what will Solari readers do? I think it's going to be all over the map. I would hope that we would know to stay away from this as far as possible, but many people sometimes in these situations feel they have to go in. Let's see, I've been pondering this for years. I don't see how total self-sufficiency could get around the requirements to pay taxes, etc. I agree. To get, unless we can build up enough of a black economy, it's going to be very, very difficult to, you know, get all sorts of different things without, you know, within the system. So I don't think going out of the system is going to work. I think we've got to do everything to stop the system. It's much better to insist on a constitution and stop a constitutional convention and make sure that your state does not adopt these kinds of control systems. Okay, COVID-19. Prior to COVID, research consistently showed that the least likely demographic to vaccinate their kids were white people with PhDs. Could this COVID vaccine push be designed to kill off people who are not white without PhDs? No, I don't think so. In fact, if you look at the number of PhDs and the extent to which the universities have got stuckered, I doubt that the group that has resisted the vax is primarily white people with PhDs, is my guess. I think a lot of the white people with PhDs got snookered on this one, is what my guess would be. There is a lot of discussion about, you know, a lot of speculation about who's targeted by the injections, including as some one subscriber sent a link to an interview with Dr. Lee Merritt, who was talking about a study that was published that showed different genetic groups had more propensity to get harmed by the injection. So one of the speculations, is it designed to take out certain kinds of groups? I'm much more of a belief that there is lots of prototyping and experimentation going on. And while there may be some alignment with different genetic types, I just don't know. But if you look at how broad-based the harm is, I don't yet see any pattern in terms of educational levels or race yet. Although it does look to me the African-American neighborhoods are, the reports we get from African-American neighborhoods is much, much greater harm and death is what it may sound like. But we just don't have any really good statistics on that, and that's what we need. Somebody had a question about one of the books that Carl von Wolfram mentioned in his interview. You found it for $90 on the internet. I couldn't find it. I looked and looked and looked and gave up and said, okay, well, I guess that's one I'm not going to read. You said it appears to be managed by the United States Institute of Peace. However, my guts told me they probably put a tracking device in the book. That's why I don't buy books from Amazon. Anyway, I couldn't find it at a reasonable price, so I just gave up on that one. Then a question about cell phones. These are great questions, and I don't know what the best phone is. Take a look at our article. I put the link in for Losing Technology's Grip on Your Mind. And anybody who's got really good intel on what the best phones to use are, I would really appreciate it. So somebody sent a link about one of the diplomats laundering money out of the Ukraine. I believe they just stole 13.8 billion USD by sending them to Ukraine. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. They send the aid and it disappears right out the back door. Ukraine is, the allegations of constant money laundering over the last 20 years using the Ukraine is off the charts. I've never researched it or followed it down. Okay, then somebody sent this link on Dr. Merritt talking about the gene-based targeting of the injections. And I just don't know anything about it. I've asked some of the scientists for doctors for COVID ethics what they know, if anything, about this. I would just be careful, because if you look at the reports I'm getting on who's getting hurt, it's everybody. I think I just think everybody's in trouble here. Hi, Catherine. In this video, so it must be the interview, could have been Money and Markets, you're mentioning that the UK, Commonwealth, and China will be the winners of this period of reallocation and reset. Can you elaborate why? You know, this is one of those intuitions based on pattern recognition of many different dots, but let me give you a few. I think the $21 trillion and all the money stolen from the U.S., a lot of it, or the certificates of ownership, are sitting in the offshore haven networks run by the City of London. If you haven't seen Spiderweb, I would watch the documentary Spiderweb. We had it Let's Go to the Movies about 2 or 3 years ago. maybe 2 years ago, 2 years ago. So they're sitting on that money that came out of Brexit to get away from the Germans in the ECB. So they're out of Brexit. They are sitting on a stockpile of money, and they need to get that money reinvested and deployed. And I think they, because of traditional ties both with China and on the Silk Road, they see that as a real, you know, a real future, building the land bridge empire between Asia and Europe. They've got themselves positioned with more gas from the North Sea to be energy independent. So by doing this, they've whacked Germany hard and the ECB and Europe hard and repositioned. They've put very tight control on Canada, Australia, New Zealand, which are food juggernauts, and the world is facing a variety of food shortages. So whether it's sitting pretty on a stockpile of money, sitting pretty outside of the EU and free to rock and roll, and now having destroyed Germany's cheap gas source or a portion of it with the failure to certify Nord 2 and then announcing the IOG big gas find, I think they're just sitting pretty. You said, where would you want to run a small business from that you're ready to scale? I certainly wouldn't do it in Germany. Dubai is not an area I know a lot about. I've never been to Dubai and don't know anybody working there, so I can't speak. Switzerland, I think, is going to be relatively good in this environment. And according to the news, the UK keeps sounding dreadful, but people on the ground there seem to be, you know, having not such a bad time. So I would certainly say the UK is going to come out the winner on this, but whether that makes it a decent place to run a business from, I can't say. But I would be, and one of the advantages of Switzerland, it's, you know, it's smack right in the middle. And if you're in Germany now, it's close. So I'd do some real on-the-ground sleuthing in both the UK and Switzerland, but I'd be inclined to do Switzerland. Hi, Catherine. I was reading the Bible today and came upon the perfect prayer for battle, Psalm 35. Yes, that's a good one. And I put it in the show notes. I really like that one. Dear Catherine, so you're a lifelong member of Green Party and you're running for election and you're very big on 5G sensitivity. You've got this beautiful, oh my God, this beautiful farm on your website in Hawaii. I put a link to it. Check it out. Then the next question, I'm looking to reduce EMF damage in our home. The meter I have meters that Jason Bowden Smith gave me. And they're not easily available that I know of online. So what I would try and do is find a good local EMF expert who does home audits and things like that and find out what meter they recommend. That's what I would look for. I would also check Jerry Day's site. He may know good meters. He's very good at that stuff. Question, I'm looking for a database of good local farms in the U.S., so unfortunately, Weston Price didn't help you very much, and there's no Edible Communities magazine where you are. I checked. If you haven't, go check the ediblecommunities.com website. If there's an Edible Communities magazine where you live, you definitely want to get it to find great local food sources. And then, but there is a specialty producer association in South Dakota, and I would check those to see, because they have a link for certified organic. I would check to see if you can find anything through that. During this interview with Anthony Sutton, we hear him tell of the assistance given to Hitler by U.S. corporations, the assistance given to the Bolsheviks by U.S., and the fact that U.S. technology and equipment were being given to the Soviet Union during the Cold War to help them build nuclear missiles and to help them supply the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. Yeah, that's all true. Essentially, the Wall Street and the city always finance both sides. It's just how the world works. If you haven't read Charles Higgins' Trading with the Enemy in World War II, it's a great description. I'll never forget reading all these descriptions of special forces who would go up to North Vietnam and then trade across the border with the Chinese and Russians. You know, amazing stories. Anyway, but it's a very different picture at the top. And you just want to understand that whenever you're watching a war, because the financiers are financing both sides. It's just the way it is. Somebody put a link. There have been a lot of earthquakes, Taiwan, Japan. It does look like they're putting pressure to get more treasuries purchased, doesn't it? So it does look like a shakedown of Japan for more financial support and sanctions or something like that. So you said, is this due to nature, weather manipulation, act of war? I would say, given the financial patterns, there's definitely a chance it's an act of war. There's been a huge squeeze on Japan ever since World War II. Remember, we left an occupying army in both Japan and Germany. Okay, then there's a long post again on legal issues. And then somebody posted a link on the sort of the theory that jet fuel, there's great lies around jet fuel, and jets require much less fuel than they're saying. And I've always wanted to know a great aeronautical engineer who could go in and unpack this all for me and explain what's true. But the reality is, I have no idea. This is just one of the many rabbit holes I've never gone down. So if anybody is a is an expert on this, let me know what you think. So somebody wanted to post William Engdahl's post on what was happening financially in 2008. And, you know, kind of dovetails with the new sovereignty piece that John Titus just finished. And I should note, our taxation wrap-up has gone to the printer, and the PDF is now up on the website. You definitely want to check. If you're in the United States, that is an absolute must-read. And frankly, if you're in the European Union, or the Commonwealth, it's, you know, we use the U.S. system, but it's the same rules apply. Somebody posted a great link that I've posted on the website on the ascendancy and decline of literacy in the Western world. It's from UK Column, and I have to say UK Column does a great job. Then someone posted John Moody's Telegram channel. I didn't know about it, so I joined. Thanks to you. Then somebody posted Corey Lynn's great post on education. And just FYI, we were a sponsor of that. And then some more great links from a variety of websites. Let's see. One from Children's Health Defense, Barcoding Nature. Yes, the land grab is frightening. More on stopping the WHO Treaty, and somebody who offered a site on World War II history books. Oh, God. Somebody posted a story about the number two golfer in the world undergoing treatment for a blood clot. It's so hard to watch all the athletes who are dying and being maimed by this. It's John Titus and I in Money and Markets described, I think the count is up to 400 dead, 700 harmed. I mean, the numbers are just off the charts, and it's really heartbreaking because these are strong, beautiful, young athletes, and you can tell they're just the pride and joy of their families. And so when you think of all the heartbreak and all the families destroyed by this, it's just, I don't know, it's the killing fields. And you think, when are we going to reach a tipping point of people understanding and saying no? I think the tipping point is absolutely growing, but it's quiet right now, but it's growing. A couple more links that I put in, and that's it for this week. So there's no Money and Markets and Ask Catherine next week. It's the last week of the month. And so if your questions didn't get in by this Monday, we'll have them, we'll roll them over for the first week of April. We've got the wrap-up coming up. The first 2 weeks of April, Dr. Joseph Farrell and I punching through the 20 war fronts and the top headlines. It's been an amazing but gruesome quarter. Anyway, so I'm very much looking forward to chatting it and chewing it all through with Joseph. So stay tuned. A lot coming. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, just remember, don't ask if there's a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, it's really a matter of life and death that you start one at this point. Anyway, have a great 2 weeks, and I'll talk to you in the first week of April.